I'm making today a perfect day for you. Written by Towns or Something. And read by Hello Moon. Summary. After having to work on his birthday, Boober's a bit downtrodden. Luckily, a certain Fraggle from the Dream Realm is here to cheer him up with a pile of presents. Good night! Boober waved to his friends, entering his home. He shut the door behind him and immediately slumped, walking over to the indent in the wall that served as his bed. He let out a sigh as he flopped down into it. The cushioned nook sagged with his weight, seemingly mimicking the exhaustion in the Fraggle's own body. It was Boober's birthday today, and while he was grateful for his friends' celebratory gestures, they were a bit much. They'd all had their own opinions on the best way to celebrate the holiday, and insisted on compromising by doing all of their ideas in one day. Boober was too tired by the end of the first day, Red's pool party, to argue with them about how he just wanted to take it easy for his big day. And besides, he had appreciated all the presents and activities. Really. He just couldn't quite keep up with them sometimes, and the other Fraggles often forgot that fact. So now that he was able to lie down, he was going to take some much-needed personal time and sleep. Boober curled up in a ball, wrapping himself in his fluffy blanket, and quickly drifting off into a pleasant sleep. Here, in his bed, nothing could disturb him. In his dreams, Boober's eyes opened to a replica of his home, covered in streamers and balloons. He sighed. He hadn't expected Sidebottom to be here tonight, but he supposed it was just his luck. The physical exhaustion of his body hadn't followed him into his dreams, but the sensory overload of the day still had him mentally spent, and he didn't want to deal with his duplicate tonight. When he looked up, Sidebottom was standing at the door, grinning like a child on the night of the lights. Their hands were full of poorly wrapped packages. Boober sighed for the umpteenth time that day. Long day? Sidebottom's large smile faded slightly, tilting their head to the side and looking at Boober softly. What do you care? Am I not allowed to ask questions anymore? Sidebottom stuck their tongue out a little. I just want to know the Debbie Downer levels I'm going to be dealing with here. Boober rolled his eyes at them under his bangs. It was a long day. He gestured to the packages in their hands. What are those? Sidebottom's smile returned in full. Gifts! For you! They lifted their hands up slightly. The gifts were misshapen, their wrapping cobbled together from different papers and shedding like a snake's skin. But Boober smiled, seeing the effort behind it. I know you can't really use them in the real world, but what counts as real anyways? Sidebottom set the presents on the table. Where do you want to open them? Boober thought for a moment. Can I open them in bed? Sure. Sidebottom shrugged. Whatever you want. It's your birthday. They picked the presents back up, walking over and setting them down on a pillow at the foot of the bed. Boober let the words replay in his head. Whatever you want. It's your birthday. That was new. He reached over and grabbed one of the packages, turning it over in his hands. The criss-cross tape stuck to his fuzz a little, but he didn't mind, tearing at the weak spot in the wrapping with vigor. Socks tumbled out of the paper, fluffy and fresh-smelling. He gasped slightly. These are for me? Obviously, silly. Who else would they be for? I don't wear socks. Sidebottom sat on the bed next to him and lifted up a small foot, wriggling their toes in Boober's face. He pushed their foot out the way, laughing. They're all yours to wear whenever you come visit. Boober continued opening gifts. Jars of mashed turnips, a silly feathered hat. So we can match, said Sidebottom. A notebook and a pretty walking stick soon sat in his lap, surrounded by crumpled paper and tape. He shook his fists excitedly at them. These are perfect! Absolute honey! He looked up at Sidebottom, who was folding the wrapping paper into various shapes to fend off boredom. Thank you. You're welcome. It's the least I could do. And it's more than enough. Boober let out a pleasant hum, sinking into his bed. This was really nice. Made me feel better about today. Yeah? Next time, let me go to the parties for you. Sidebottom laughed. Boober rolled his eyes and shoved his companion gently. Fat chance. The end.